Hello, everyone. This is Melissa West from Career and Alumni Success, and this is our fifth and final episode of our career podcast. Today, I have some great employer tips from each of us in the Career and Alumni Success Department. These tips have come directly from employers, and we want to share them with you to help you land your next job or internship. First, we have our director, Lynn Barrett, with a great tip about being persistent.
Hi, my tip would be to be persistent. If you are not hired the first time by a company that you really want to work at, keep in contact with their recruiter over time and reach out to them to let them know you're still interested in working for their company. Show them that you'd be a great hire. Every time you reach out to them, let them see another interesting project that shows you are passionate about what you do.
Second, we have Jasmine Hagebrook with one of my favorite tips.
Okay, so my favorite tip that I have received from employers is they really look for students that are nice. I mean, I know it sounds so simple, but they really want nice people on their team. Of course, they want people that have great skill and that can do the job, but they do understand that you're coming from school and that you don't know everything. So one of their key requirements is that you're a nice person and that you're going to get along with the team. So be nice, kids. It's important.
Next, we have Raymetta Johnson with a tip about your reel and portfolio.
ReelFX was on campus April 19th, and the employer tip from Marta Meeks was students are constantly working on their reels and or their websites because they believe their work is never finished. She stated, potential employers typically review reels from 2 to 3 seconds to determine the qualifications of potential candidates. Therefore, you should only place your best work on your reel or website. Employers understand you are students. However, they need art and design work to review if you want to be considered for a viable candidate for employment.
Next, we have Karen Sullivan with a tip about your resume.
My advice is to create a few versions of your resume and cover letter that are targeted to different types of jobs instead of having one all-purpose resume. You can have one main resume that you routinely submit and take with you to career fairs, but it's great to have other versions when you stumble upon specific opportunities. Oftentimes, while job searching, you may see a job that would be a great fit for you, but you don't have a cover letter ready that would be appropriate for the specific role, or your resume may not prominently feature some of the skills that are mentioned in the job description. You may think, I'll save this for later when I have more time to carefully draft a unique cover letter, but that time never comes and you lose that opportunity. I suggest having a few versions of your resume and cover letter created and ready to go. That will make applying for several jobs at any moment a snap.
And now Jason Parrish with a tip about networking.
Remember that networking is key for landing a job these days. People sometimes forget that their network is not just colleagues and industry professionals. It's also friends, family, fellow students or alumni, SCAD faculty and staff. You need to reach out and work your network. Tell these people what you want and be as direct and concise as possible. Your network can't work for you unless they know exactly what you need.
And last, my employer tip came from a campus visit with Reebok. Their advice was to make sure you have something in your portfolio that shows the brand style that you are interviewing for. So most of you have work in your portfolio that shows you as an artist or designer, but if you're interviewing for, let's say, Reebok and your designs aren't relatable to Reebok, then it can be hard for that company to imagine you working within their style and design aesthetic. This doesn't mean that you shouldn't have all your own personal work in your portfolio, but it's a great tip to create and design maybe a project specifically for a company that you're interviewing for. That way it shows your ability to translate your design into the company's aesthetic. I hope these employer tips were helpful to you in finding your next job or internship. Thank you for listening to the Spring CAS podcast. For more SCAD Atlanta podcasts, visit scadatlantaradio.org.